The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, game cartridge collectors take heed with a tip to keep them running forever. The new Street Fighter film reportedly starts filming soon, and Australian studio Summerfall launches their card Roguelike to early access after missing their crowdfunding goal. Here's the news for Sunday, 29th of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
When Australian studio Summerfall, developers of Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, launched a Kickstarter for their new game last month, the news wasn't great as they missed their funding goal. But it's not all over for the team, who have just launched Malice, their roguelike deck builder, into early access on Steam, hoping for the chance to work on the game and get it into players' hands at the same time.
If you want to give this game a bash and try out exercising a few demons for yourself, you can pick it up for under $20 right now. We've got our fingers crossed that the team, which includes a bunch of ex-BioWare creatives like David Gator, get their game to the finish line. If you're big on physical media like me, it might be worth popping those unplayed cartridges into the console to make sure they still work. Flash media like micro SD cards have a limited number of write cycles before it dies, and up until now, we've been told that more modern physical media like Switch and Switch 2 game cards are non-rewritable, which makes them last longer. However, it's been discovered recently that even Switch cartridges are writable to some degree, which means they could die if they're not treated properly.
The user Does It Play posted on social media that the Switch was designed to refresh the game data on the card periodically to make sure it's still readable. They go on to say that even though your in-game data isn't saved or written on the game card, some low-level rewriting still happens whenever you plug the game in. So if you don't plug the game into your console for a while, the data may eventually become unreadable. So Does It Play suggest that you should plug in your cartridge-based games every 5 to 10 years to keep them working, and this includes 3DS, Vita, and Switch games. We have a little bit of a scoop, or maybe it's just one for the rumour hunters out there, but a little birdie told us that the new Street Fighter film production is in full swing, with shoots about to start. That's right, we have it on good authority that Street Fighter will start filming in Sydney at the end of July under the codename Punch. It has been confirmed that Curtis 50 Cent Jackson has been cast to play Balrog, and masked country singer Orville Peck will take on masked fighter Vega.
Did you know that the original 1994 Street Fighter film, which starred Kylie Minogue as Cammy, was also filmed in Australia? The first film was mostly shot in Queensland, and it's funny to think about this iconic series as now firmly an Australian franchise. We'll keep you posted as more is confirmed.
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
I hate this story. I hate Meta. Microsoft and Meta have paired up again to launch a new VR headset. Well, it's the same MetaQuest 3S that's already out, but now it's a limited edition black and green with bundled controller. It's just a new colorway for their fucking... It's not the first time the companies have worked together. Xbox controllers have shipped in bundles with Meta's headsets before, and there were rumors early on that the companies would partner for an Xbox VR headset, but that never happened. Though, as PC Gamer reporter Hope Corrigan says, a fancy limited edition console is mostly for you to look at, which you actually can't do while wearing it, so it feels a little bit strange.
With the small number of groundbreaking VR games, maybe this is just for putting on your shelf and looking at it there. VR was once held up as the next big thing in gaming, and by all accounts, there are some excellent titles out there, but as Joshua Wong at the ABC found, it's still not hitting the mainstream anytime soon. We'll pop both links in the show notes. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week, and it's a relatively quiet one.
Diablo 4 has a new season out Monday. Sins of the Horridim is the 9th season and will bring new loot, spells, and quest lines. It's out on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 30th.
And out on the 1st is Mecha Break, a multiplayer third-person bullet hell shooter. Fight on the land and in the air when Mecha Break comes to PC and Xbox this Tuesday.
And one of the best World of Warcraft expansions, Mists of Pandaria, is getting a re-release with Classic launching on the 2nd of July. With an impeccable art direction and excellent story, if you've got any nostalgia for this game, this might be the one to jump back into. I can hear Gianni firing up his Battle.net installer right now.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
If you're interested in how games are made, especially how they sound, make sure you tune into the latest episode of Lightmap, our video game interview show. Austin Wintry, whose work you'd know from Journey and Hades 2, joins Gianni for a fascinating conversation about his work and upcoming content. Find Lightmap on all your favourite podcast players now or on sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat Jani, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speedrun. This time we're digging into the prequel, Doom: The Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans, and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.